picked up by now that I'm a bit of a sports fan. I enjoy watching all sorts of sport on the telly. The Olympics, track and field, athletics, love it. Champions League final, I'm glued when that's on. The Rugby World Cup of Six Nations, fantastic stuff. It's always interesting to watch the reaction of athletes, sports people, when they reach the final but end up in second place. They win the silver medal, the runners-up medal. Some of them perhaps are genuinely delighted to have got that second place, but many top athletes, you can see through the thin fake smile that they give as they receive their runners-up medal and their bouquet of flowers on the podium. It's not what they wanted. To be honest, you get the impression looking at them that they'll get home and chuck that medal in the bin. It's not what they were aiming for. It might as well be a loss rather than a gain to get a silver medal. Listen to what Paul says in our verses in Philippians chapter 3 today. It's Philippians 3 and verses 8 and 9. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Because of him I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them as dung, so that I may gain Christ. For Paul, all the things that he could possibly gain in this life are like dung compared to having Christ. He would far more happily lose them all in order to gain Jesus than keep them and lose out, miss out on Jesus. That's not to say that, of course, God doesn't give us good gifts in this life. Family, a beautiful creation to enjoy, sport. But as a Christian, we should remember that Christ Jesus is of infinitely more value, infinitely more worth. We should be happy to give up everything and consider them loss. Not things that we've lost and we long for, but things that just aren't worth keeping when compared to having Jesus Christ. Is that how you feel? Do you love Jesus that much? Do you value him above all else? Make sure that you feel a love for him, that he is the one you pursue and want more than anything in this whole world.